Poor old Ben Damon's probably thinking, am I crossing to a sports show or a TV show? Ben, it is a sports show. Good afternoon. I think it is in Las Vegas. I think the fight card's already started over there. Ben, can't wait for Timmy Zhu versus Sebastian Fora.
Yeah, I thought it was the wrong number there for a while, to be honest.
Well, Ben, do you think Gilligan's Island's real or not?
Look, I think that's a conversation for another day, Dino. But I am in the venue. The fights have started. A few people are starting to file in as we speak. Interesting, I just saw Michael Zarafa and some of the Team Zhu camp. They couldn't get into the venue. The accreditation system is a little bit complex here in the US, and a meal was made of it. So they've been standing outside in the rain. Zarafa was fuming, as you can imagine, but I don't think you let it get to him. They eventually have got in, so all is well. But yeah, it's not always as professional as you might think. But boxing in Las Vegas, but now we're inside here. Gee, this venue is just fantastic, and once it's full on such a big occasion for Australian boxing, it's going to be truly exciting.
Well, Ben, tell us, how do you think the fight will unfold?
Well, I think that Tim Zhu's going to have to work out the puzzle of the 6'6" southpaw that he's taken on short notice, and that it's going to take him some time. I don't think it's going to be a case of him just blowing Sebastian Fundora out, because Fundora has been so good throughout his career. He just had that one slip-up against Brian Mendoza, and it was a slip-up that resulted in him being knocked out. But he won every round to that point, and he does use his size well at times. At other times, he's more than happy to stand on the inside and trade with his shorter opponents. So I don't think it's going to be one-way traffic, and I don't think the early rounds are going to look good for Tim Zhu, but I think he's so pumped up and so classy, he will find a way. And I think he'll start to break down Fundora. Just looking at the two attitudes, the body language through the course of this week, Tim Zhu, he just keeps going to new levels. Fundora, though, hasn't fought since he was knocked out, and I think that may play a part, the mentality of coming off that long break and coming off a big loss like that. So I think Tim Zhu gets the job done, but don't expect it to look great all the time.
Yeah, Tim Zhu's just got that extraordinary self-belief, hasn't he? And an amazing boxing IQ. But I find it interesting your comment that Sebastian Fundora doesn't mind getting inside and mixing, because Tim Zhu would want that, wouldn't he? He would prefer to be fighting inside rather than have Fundora use that huge reach advantage.
Well, frankly, he needs to be on the inside with Fundora, because if you're not on the inside with him, you're a few metres away.
He's a
freak of nature. He just could lean out if he wanted to and box with that long right-hand jab and keep Tim Zhu away. But Tim's so powerful and strong, he'll find a way in eventually. But he's going to have to find that way, and he's going to have to take shots to do so. Fundora, though, he gives away that advantage, and he just shouldn't. He should stay long and keep Tim away, but he has a fighter within him. He wants to stand and trade and show that he can go with opponents, a little bit like our own Liam Wilson did last night at his peril. I think Tim gets in, but if Fundora were to just come out and box and try and keep Tim away, then, gee, it's going to be a tricky night.
Ben, I said to Ray earlier in the show, when it came to Mike Tyson, who was only about 5'9", he often fought much taller opponents. He used to get in low and then punch up, which he reckons was always an advantage. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. Punching up is certainly the thing to do. Jeff Fenwick is one of the great advocates for doing so. Rather than trying to punch down on opponents, always looks for a way to punch upwardly. That's what Tim Zhu will have to do, because otherwise he'd be hitting this bloke in the knee. So he's going to punch up, and he's got to be sensible about it. I know he was showboating a little bit after the face-off yesterday, looking at some huge uppercuts that he might have to throw. And Brian Mendoza showed that you can hit him with a big left hook, but you might have to get up off your feet. So, yeah, he's going to have to punch up to him, but maybe there's some body attacks that could do a job on him as well. There's not much of Sebastian Fundora in terms of the composition of his body. He's a freakishly tall man at 6'6" and 69 kilos, but he's skinny as well. So if you can hurt him to the body, or if he can throw big shots to the body, you would think that will have an impact. And Tim Zhu can certainly do that to opponents.
I've had a couple of SMSs, Ben. What time do you think approximately the Tim Zhu fight will start?
I've had this question a few times through the course of the morning, actually, Ray. So the coverage will start 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. So Sydney time, 11 a.m. will be the main event pay-per-view coverage. Tim Zhu is slated to be in the ring around 1:45 Sydney time.
Okay.
So Tim Zhu and Sebastian Fundora, the main event should be about 1:45. But Michael Zarafa, in his world title challenge against Erislandy Lara, he'll be second on the card. So he will be anywhere from sort of 11:30-ish, you would think, Michael Zarafa in his world title shot. So that's the thinking. Four fights on the main broadcast there, and Tim Zhu, I'm around 1:45, I think.
Terrific. Ben, just on Zarafa versus Lara, Zarafa is a big outsider in this fight for WBA middleweight title. How do you see that?
Yeah, look, he is a big outsider, but Erislandy Lara has been out of the ring for going on 700 days. Zarafa himself, we haven't seen him fight since he had that fight almost 500 days ago against Danilo Criati on main event. So there's a lot of inactivity there. Lara's been a brilliant boxer at times. He's 40, though, going on 41 next month. Yep. That has to help Michael Zarafa. So he's got to be a chance. He is quality. We know he can punch. We just hope the occasion doesn't play any sort of a role with Michael Zarafa, because this is his opportunity. He's been fighting to get himself in this position for so very long. So, yeah, I understand the prices. I think they're probably about accurate. You've got to give the Aussie a chance.
Ben, I want to ask you about Fundora, the person. I mean, is he a trash talker? Is he a loudmouth? Is he quiet? I'm hearing he's quite popular. What's his personality like? And can we
hate
him?
He's the nicest. No, I'm afraid you can't. He's just the nicest bloke. I think the only nicer in global boxing that I've come across as a current active fighter would be Brian Mendoza, Tim Zhu's most recent opponent, who is actually about to go to the ring now for his fight today. Fundora, though, he is just a lovely fella. I first came across him when we came over and Australia's Daniel Lewis fought against Fundora. That was on a Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury undercard. And chatting with him at that stage, he was just such a positive, smiling, lovely fella. He's actually got a real affinity with Australia. He loves Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. It's his favourite character of all time. He just thinks that Steve Irwin did so much for the conservation and the environment, and he's a big animal lover. Is Fundora. So if he wasn't fighting Tim Zhu, you'd be going for him, that's for sure. But trying to find a way to hate him is difficult. But when he gets in the ring, he just flicks a switch. He turns into an animal. He stands on the inside and really wants to take people's heads off. So, he's super likable, but not to his opponents. He's a real goer. He doesn't look it. He doesn't speak it. But, gee, he can fight.
Well, what about Timmy Zhu? How is the American boxing and sporting public taken to him?
Well, I think he's taking to them even better than you could have hoped. He is just turning into this this confident character. The self-belief is quite incredible. He's talking it up. He's really feeling the vibe over here. And I think as a result, they're embracing him. And what they really like is the fact that he's been so active, willing to fight anyone, and that on 12 days' notice, he said, yeah, I'm not too worried that you're putting me in now with a 6'6" southpaw freak instead of someone like Keith Thurman, who pulled out of the fight. And they just love that, because so many American fighters are not so active and are not willing to take these chancy fights. But Tim Zhu is sort of changing things up in that regard, and they're embracing him. And if he gets through this fight today, then there's really some enormous things on the horizon, and his stardom just continues to rise.
Ben, provided Tim Zhu wins, and obviously it's a big if, because he's up against a quality opponent. If he does win, though, where does Tim Zhu now line up among the greats of Australian boxing?
Yeah, it's a good question. You probably don't want to judge it just yet, do you? Because you'd hope there's a lot more in store for him if he can get these two world titles in the bag today. But he's getting right up there in terms of the first Australian-born fighter to headline a pay-per-view on American soil. Obviously, the story around his father and what a family they look to become if he starts to achieve the same sorts of things as Kostya, and then Nikita's waiting in the wings. So, yeah, he's on an incredible trajectory to perhaps start to rival those huge names like his dad and like the great Jeff Fenwick and like, you know, your young Griffos and your Dave Sands and your Lionel Roses and those sorts of guys. He's starting to put himself right in that conversation. So a big job to do today, but gee, it's an exciting time for him and for Australian boxing.
It is a big job to do today. He's 24-0, 14 knockouts going into this fight against Fundora. Ben, if Tim Zhu is to win this fight, how does he go about doing it?
I think he has to figure it all out early. He has to try and stay safe and smart for as long as he can against this giant of a man in Sebastian Fundora. Then he has to find a way inside and throw those big shots to the body, look for uppercuts, which he loves to throw, perhaps something big with a left hook off his feet and those overhand rights, which would be perfect for an opponent like this. So I reckon he'll work it out as we get further through the fight and start to break Sebastian Fundora down. If he stops him, that is a huge statement because he's only been stopped by a shot that would have knocked out a horse when Brian Mendoza stopped him. Tim Zhu would love to do something like that. And with the attitude he's shown this week, he'll be trying to do exactly that.
Benny, our good mate Jeff Fenwick rang me 2 days ago. He's back home from hospital, but geez, he was crook, wasn't he, mate?
He really was, Dino. Yeah, it was a very scary time, and he's given us a few in recent years. I spoke to him yesterday, just before Liam Wilson's fight. He's recovering. He's watching all the fights and all the action at home at the moment. But it was very dicey. I saw him in hospital, and a couple of times, he didn't look himself. So he had every complication you could possibly imagine. He made it difficult. His body made it difficult for him. But thank God he's still with us. And he'll be back bigger and better. And hopefully that's the last of the scares for at least a little while with the legendary Marek Vilmorla.
Yeah, our thoughts go out to Jeff and wish him a speedy recovery. You did just mention Liam Wilson. Obviously, Valdez just too powerful. TKO in the seventh. Where to next for Liam Wilson now? He's so brave, isn't he, Benny?
That was heartbreaking, really, because the first two rounds were so good. He boxed exactly like he needed to. He used his range and he stayed away, but then he just wants to show how tough he is all the time, Liam Wilson. He wants to say, I can stand on the inside and trade with these tough Mexicans. He nearly had Valdez gone. He busted his ribs and had him hurt at the time, but then he just stayed on the inside and Valdez came back and hit him with a big shot and followed up and the referee stopped the fight. It's a difficult loss for him. It's his third professional loss. He's fallen just short, but if Valdez has his way, after hearing the two of them converse after the fight, he says, just stick at it because you are one punch away from being a world champion. So don't give up. Don't walk away. Keep trying, build back up because you're so close. You're almost there. So they were nice words from Oscar Valdez. But, yeah, hugely disappointing for Liam Wilson. He's coming today. He'll be at the venue shortly to watch Tim. He's flown like I did from Arizona. And, it's a heartbreaker. But hopefully today makes things feel a little bit better.
Yep, Michael Zarafa versus Eris Landy Lara for the WBA middleweight title. And then the big one, Tim Zhu versus Sebastian Fundora, trying to unify the WBO and WBC Super Welterweight Championships. I know it's a busy time for you, Ben. Appreciate, as always, you coming on and setting the scene for us. We'll all be watching this afternoon. Let's hope Timmy Zhu and Michael Zarafa can deliver for Australia.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ray and Dino. Yeah, we really hope it can be an exciting and a successful day for Australia. And to repeat, around 11 o'clock, the pay-per-view part of the broadcast, Australian Eastern Daylight Time, and then you'd think around 1:45 p.m. it should be for Tim Zhu against Sebastian Fundora, Sydney time.
Terrific. Good calling, Ben. Thanks for your time, mate, and we'll talk soon, Ben.
Thanks so much, fellas. Bye-bye.